So I guess first off, can you describe what you saw on that goal to tie it up there at the end of the third period? It was kind of like a scrum there next to the goal, and you got it in there. What was going on?
I think I was just standing off the pile and see what was going on, and then the puck just came to me, and then I just tried to shoot it in, and it did, so, yeah.
It seemed like the celebration after the shootout win was like a little more exciting than it had been, even after the Vermont game. Can you just talk about the emotions of scoring that goal and just what it felt like to celebrate with your team and have this six-game winning streak?
I just think everyone's buying in right now, so it's like really comforting, and like there's just so much happiness around everyone scoring, and our goals have been coming from a lot of different people lately, which is like amazing, and yeah, everyone's just happy to be here, and winning is obviously really fun, and we're just trying to keep on that same train.
You talked about buying in, specifically on that penalty kill in overtime. Is that just a case of everybody just laying it all on the line because the next goal is the one that ends the game?
Yeah, every single point matters now. Like, certainly that we kind of started the year a little bit slower, so obviously everybody's trying to block those shots, get those pins, and really try to not give up that goal because that point is really important.
Your line with Madison and Christina has really been playing well these past couple games especially. What do you feel has been kind of the chemistry between you and those two that's kind of led to the success tonight and in recent weeks?
I just think we're like three very positive and outgoing people, so our energies mesh really well. Like, if there's like a mistake that one of us make, like, we'll come to the bench and be like, it's okay, next time, like, I'll be there supporting you. And I feel like we're all like taking accountability for our mistakes and like just want to get better and just have fun at the end of the day. That's how we win. So
awesome. Yes, what are you looking forward to on Tuesday?
Obviously that win. I think keeping that winning streak would be awesome, and against Northeastern is going to be a really tough game, and we just, again, all have to buy in and give everything that we can to get that W and eventually win a bean pot.
Six-game winning streak, you've been in the net for the majority of those. Is there a sense of comfort now knowing that you've really taken over as the starter, really?
I mean, I don't think so. I think our team's success is not, like, doesn't rely on me, only on me. I think we would be pretty much the same with Kelly. I think she's pretty really really good doing in that, but as of right now, it's just like, you know, it just works out right now, so we just have to keep it going from here and like keep it going from, like, you know, on the level we play and the level of compete we have during the game. Next time we just have to start scoring goals, not like 10 minutes before the end, but you know, you gotta make it a little interesting, I guess.
Yeah, so on your success in shootouts recently, what do you think it's been, because you've really had to face shootouts so often recently, and you've come through in all three. So what do you think has led to that success?
I love shootouts. I don't think I've lost a shootout in my entire career, just because I love it so much, and I think everyone can tell that in practice. Just like whenever I have a shootout, it's just amazing. I love this. I love that one-on-one compete, and I love to, you know, step up for the team, and just amazing.
Can you talk about like a little bit of the vibe of the locker room over these past six games? You guys haven't been beaten. Like, what's going on? Are people hyped up about this?
Oh, it's amazing. I think everyone is really, really comfortable right now. And like having that winning streak, it just gives us so much confidence. The season didn't start as good as we wanted to, or what we planned to do. But, you know, like, you know, we just finished strong now. And I think that like that winning streak gives us a lot of confidence. And it's a great vibe in the room right now. Everyone's really positive. Everyone like is like really buying into our plan and our like strategy, and that's really nice to see, and I think that gives us a lot of confidence for our next coming games.
Obviously, you have to be on your game at all times, especially with a competitive team like UConn, but specifically in that overtime with the 4-on-3 power play for them. Is there a moment where, you know, before that penalty starts or in maybe a stopped in play where you maybe take a deep breath and say, you know, I am the last line of defense. Like, I have to be a little bit, maybe not better is the right word, but I have to be the best me that I can be.
Yeah, for sure. You know, when that like buzzer hits in the third period, and you know you're going into overtime, you gotta, you know, step back a little bit and like reflect on like how you played and like what you have to focus on right now. And I think the most important part about like overtime is, yeah, you're only three on the ice, but with the goal you're four. And I have to remind that to my players that we're four on the ice and they're not alone. And, you know, I try to, like, coach them as much as I can on the ice too a little bit, especially in that four and three power play. You know, you gotta communicate a lot. And I think we did a great job. They listened a lot to me on the ice. And I think that really gave us the edge at the end.
Lastly, you've been obviously on this winning streak, but now the last two games are against teams in kind of the upper half of Hockey East. And kind of ask Coach this, but now you're going into a really difficult part of the schedule with the Bean Pot, and then you have two more versus Northeastern, which is, you know, the top team in Hockey East. So what does it mean to kind of get those wins against some of the better teams in the conference leading into this difficult part of the schedule?
It's very important. Very important, because it gives us a lot of confidence and gives us that mindset that we can win against the best teams. Even though we're not on top of Hockey East or on top of the national rankings, but we can compete against them and we can beat them. And I think that, like, especially the games against Providence, Vermont, and now UConn, the ranked teams that we won, gave us a lot of, like a huge boost in our confidence. And I think that, like, we will take that. We'll fix some things from today, for sure. But I think we're ready to play the big teams now.
Actually, finally, you know, this is your first Bean Pot. What are you looking forward to?
See, I'm super excited. I'm going to be honest, I've never heard of the Bean Pot before I came to Boston. Sorry about that. But hey, it's a huge tournament, and I'm so happy to, you know, come into a school that has such a huge history in, like, the Bean Pot. And, you know, just playing that tournament means a lot to me. And, you know, just got to go now. Super excited.